Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Monday edition of Straight Talk Money. I'm Peggy Tuck, and then joining me, actually from an airport lounge in Miami, Florida, on his way to Baltimore, is our dividend stock portfolio manager, Charles Sizemore. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
You know, we've talked a lot on the show about data. And, data is going to be the next big commodity. It's like the new oil, because there is so much of it going out there, and especially with technology. But in one instance, this data, I mean, we've seen and heard from so many different breaches, is really pressuring one of the FANG stocks this morning, that being Facebook. And apparently, Facebook is under some pressure this morning because of a third-party company that has been linked to the 2016 Trump election campaign. They've been amassing data from millions of its users without permission. And so it's got Facebook, under fire this morning, and that is one of the things pulling back on the markets.
Yeah, well, this is the deal. If you look at what's pulling the market higher this year, and really just for a while now, it's been the FANGs. This is not a very broad market in the sense that you've had a small number of big, large cap tech stocks that, you know, they're so big that when they move, they pull up the whole average with them. And that's exactly what's been happening. It's been FANGs up, everything else just kind of going sideways. And so, you know, the flip side of that is when the FANGs stumble, well, they take the market down with them. So, you know, looking at Facebook, and I am proud of this, by the way. I pulled the plug on Facebook personally, something about, I guess it's about 2 years ago now.
Wow.
I decided, you know, I had this moment where I realized I was sitting at my desk, and I had just wasted 2 hours of my life looking at pictures of people from high school that I didn't even care about in high school, mind you. I didn't even care about them back then. And then I cared even less about them 20 years later, and I realized I had just wasted 2 hours of an otherwise would have been productive work day. This is just ridiculous. I'm pulling the plug. And I've never been happier. Purging most social media from my life made me so much happier. So anyway, there's that. And so I think, you know, the issue that Facebook has is what makes them work is their ability to pull information from their users. Some of it's easy. You give them the information. Others a bit more challenging. They have to kind of gather it from the things you like, the things you comment on. You know, they can kind of rip the language that, you know, when you write posts, they can data mine that and figure out what you're talking about. So, like, there's the easy information you give them, and there's the more challenging stuff they have to mine for. But at the end of the day, that's what they live and die with. I mean, they sell that to marketers. I mean, that's their business model. They collect information on you and me, and then, you know, marketers buy that. Well, there is something of a backlash now. I mean, privacy advocates have been warning about this forever, and nobody really took it seriously because Facebook was kind of new and fun and different. And as the news has worn off, and as there's been data breach after data breach, and, you know, people are a little bit smarter about this stuff than they were a few years ago. I think the high water mark of just, you know, posting selfies and, you know, having absolutely no regard for your privacy, I think the high water mark for that was a couple of years ago. It seems like people have gotten a little bit smarter. That is bad news for Facebook. I mean, that does put their business model into question. Well, I'm not saying Facebook's going under anytime soon. They're ruthless and they're really good at what they do. They'll probably find a way to navigate through this, but it is a headwind.
Well, it's, you know, this is getting the eye not only of U.S. regulators, but on a global scale, because, you know, we're talking about millions.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about millions. And so I think that it's interesting to note, I mean, are we reaching a tipping point for, say, a Facebook or even any of the other FANG stocks? Because, I mean, Facebook itself is only up about 4% year to date. Twitter's up 48%. Of course, it had been gotten beaten up, but still 48%.
It had gotten beaten up, sure. Well, there's a couple things going on. One, you know, Facebook was one of the great growth stories of the last 20 years. Really, I guess, more like the last 10. But, you know, a lot of that is it went from zero to where they are today. I mean, it was a new company. already something like 25% of the world's population has a Facebook account. And remember, not everybody in the world even has access to the internet. So, I mean, when you talk about people in, I don't know, sub-Saharan Africa and literally the middle of nowhere in some remote village, yeah, they don't have Facebook yet. Pretty much everybody else already does. So where is that new growth going to come from? They've also done a really just brutally efficient job of milking their North American clients, particularly just for every North American client they've gotten progressively more revenue out of. They've done a really good job of doing that. They've been less effective overseas, but they've gotten better at it. Well, the question is, I mean, you can only get so much value out of your existing customers. You have to grow and acquire new customers. That model is looking more questionable considering the entire world already has Facebook, right? So I think, you know, they were facing that potential headwind even before the privacy backlash. And, so we'll see what happens there. I mean, my guess is that Facebook will probably still be alive and kicking 10 years from now. It'll probably look a little bit different. Its growth rate will massively slow down by then. Yeah, so I'm looking at some of the others. You know, Twitter isn't really one of the fangs, but it kind of gets lumped in with them. Twitter was really one of the big disappointments in social media, and that it made a lot of noise. You know, people were always talking about Twitter. I mean, particularly with Donald Trump's presidential campaign, Twitter became the focal point of that.
The president has certainly helped Twitter.
It's raised its profile anyway. Like everyone, it's something that everyone's talking about, but nobody really uses it. I mean, I say nobody. I mean, I actually do use it to post articles and what have you. That's actually the only social media platform I'm still on, and the only reason I'm on it is because I use it to publish articles. But if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be on that. But Twitter really wasn't growing its user base. Whereas, Twitter's user base is something like, I want to say it's about 20% the size of Facebook's, yet Facebook was still managing to grow at a faster rate, despite being four or five times bigger. So, Twitter really had a growth problem. And I think the reason Twitter stock price is up so much is so much negativity was built into that stock price. Nobody expected Twitter to do anything. So they have, really just a single good quarter for and the stock can rally like that. I mean, that's the value. That's the beauty of being a value investor and looking for something that's beaten down. But he doesn't have to knock it out of the park. They just have to not strike out. They don't have to hit a home run. They don't even have to hit a double or triple. They just need to not swing and miss. The
story. Well, Charles, if someone wants to follow you on Twitter, what's your handle?
It's Charles Sizemore. It's at Charles Sizemore. I wasn't Charles real creative. I didn't have some cutesy, funny name. It's just at Charles Sizemore.
All right. So if folks do want to follow you on Twitter, for those that are out there that are Twitter followers and know how to use it, I personally don't have a clue how to use it. But at any rate, Charles, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to see the opening bell. We were looking at an implied opening earlier today down triple digits. Let's see if the market's going to be fighting back. You're listening to Straight Talk Money, bringing you the wisdom of Wall Street. Peggy Tuck and Charles Sizemore, you too can join us.